Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future. Over 1,500 people have registered to attend the upcoming conference titled SOAR, Shaping Our Appalachian Region, taking place Monday, December 9th at the Eastern Kentucky Expo Center in Pikeville. There's a lot of interest and expectation, as well as uncertainty, about what the outcomes may be. WMMT spoke to a few individuals who are concerned about the region's future, about what their hopes are for the SOAR event. Justin Maxson is president of the Mountain Association for Community Economic Development, known as MACID, and was appointed to the 41-person planning committee that is organizing the event.
Eastern Kentucky's lost more than 6,000 coal jobs in the last 2 years. And, that's a huge negative impact. Folks in the region are desperate and know we need to build a better, stronger economy that works better for more people. And I think there's a lot of frustration in the region right now where folks know that we need leadership from our elected officials who will help us, not do for us, but help us chart a new path.
Bethany Aislinger is 19 and a student at the Southeast Community College in Cumberland, and she feels we're at a critical moment.
In all honesty, I believe everything is at stake. I believe the well-being, jobs, education, and the future, especially for young people, is at stake, mainly because it seems like a lot of people don't want to talk about the hard stuff, you know, about the economy and about coal and everything. And I think that the SOAR conference is something that is really going to help bring this together. And if it gets in the headlines, maybe more people in the community will want to focus and start talking about it, and it'll start initiating conversations among both the older generation and the younger generation as one.
Like Aislinger, Maxson thinks SOAR is a real opportunity and significant in how it is being convened as a bipartisan effort between Democratic Governor Steve Beshear and Republican Congressman Hal Rogers.
I think SOAR matters because it is bringing together, you know, a Democratic governor, a powerful Republican congressman, in response to what is a collapse of the coal industry in the region, and that it provides a focus for a conversation in the region. An event on December 9th in Pikeville, that day isn't going to answer the challenges in front of the region, but it can create a focus for the sort of conversations that need to happen to move longer-term planning and investment process that will be necessary to create new economic opportunity. So SOAR to me matters because it spotlights the need for a different conversation.
Joe DePriest is the Economic Development Director for Letcher County and is on board for moving the conversation and the planning process forward.
I'm just hoping and praying that this thing will accomplish something that will put into motion things that will help our area tremendously in the near future and in the long-term future. We all know a large number of the coal miners have got laid off. The economy went really downhill a few years back for the whole nation, and here about a year and a half ago, it hit here. So I do not think this SOAR summit will solve all of our problems. I don't think it'll be a quick fix. I don't think anybody is presenting it that way. But I am thankful that somebody's paying attention. Somebody's saying we do need to get together and think about these things and come up with some kind of plan. I think one big thing is going to be with the outcome of the SOAR summit, as they call it, will be people working together in different counties, different regions, different try to bring together, instead of us all trying to do our own thing as a small community, trying to work together as a team, as a region, Eastern Kentucky as a region.
Over the past decade, DePriest has worked hard to recruit new businesses to locate in Letcher County. But in recent years, he has found this increasingly difficult.
I think the big challenge, the single challenge, if I had to sort of prioritize them would be just the lack of leaves the last few years. In other words, the first 3 or 4 years we had the park going, it seemed like that was before the big downturn in the nation, and we had a lot of leaves, and we had a lot of what we call success. We got close to 300 jobs there at the Gateway Park in a few short years, about seven different companies. And but now with the downturn in the economy, we've lost a lot of those. We're down to less than 100 jobs in the park right now. And my biggest single challenge over the last few years has been a lack of leads. In other words, companies not really considering relocating, companies not really considering expanding, companies not really wanting to invest money, whatever it might be, hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars in new startups. On top of that, we do have some challenges in the county as far as our broadband, access to broadband in different parts of the county. There's some challenges there. And I'm open to suggestions. I'll say that. I'm open to suggestions. And I think most of the leadership in Letcher County is.
Justin Maxson hopes SOAR will be the beginning of a long-term process that takes a new approach to job creation and community improvement in eastern Kentucky.
I am concerned that SOAR could lift up what we need to do is a lot more industrial recruitment and spend more money and more subsidies on that end instead of investing in strategies that build local enterprises and local entrepreneurial activities. So, I have concern that unless SOAR creates a vision or helps the region create a vision of what we want, we'll get a bunch of development that may look better than what we have today, but isn't actually going to be what people want. So in a day event, there's just not much space to do any of it. So I think we have to push it into a longer process that allows us to create a vision, a set of criteria, some options that a permanent body could use to then really do the hard work to figure out what's going to work. Economic development is really hard. I think we have to have a vision. We have to have good, strong processes. We need professional staff people to help. And we have to make sure SOAR doesn't just promote any job as a good job, but that SOAR promotes building jobs that create opportunity and build a stronger, better, more diverse, and sustainable economy.
As a young person from here, Aislinger looks forward to being a part of figuring out the region's future.
For the longest time, being a youth in Northern Kentucky and growing up here my entire life, all I wanted to do was get away and to leave it behind and not have to deal with it and just go to a place where I felt there were more opportunities because I felt there was nothing here. But as I've gotten older and I've gotten more involved in my community, I've realized that there's a lot that we can actually put into it and that this could be a really good place to start out. And especially with a career like journalism for me, bringing awareness to the kind of topics that we don't want to talk about. And I just think that there's a lot of potential that Harlan County and other southeastern Appalachian communities have. I think it's going to take a lot of, community involvement. Hopefully the leaders in our communities, like at City Hall and different things like that, they'll want to talk about this stuff and want to participate in interviews and board meetings that can discuss these things and make it okay to discuss these things. And I think if corporations heard about it that were in renewable energy and wanted to try and do experiments and put their piece or their mark on a place like Harlan that is struggling because of the reliance on coal, I think that would be a great thing, too. It's just going to take a lot of talk, events like SOAR and stuff like that to kind of get it going. But I believe once it gets going that there's a lot of great things that's going to happen.
The SOAR event will take place Monday, December 9th at the East Kentucky Expo Center in Pikeville. Pre-registration has closed, but there will be on-site registration. Everyone that shows up on Monday will be able to attend. Reporting for WMMT in Whitesburg, I'm Sylvia Ryerson. Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.